This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 28th. God's word to you today is the gifts, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 and 7, and it says, "As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful." For you to fulfill your destiny in God, you must bring your gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh. This means that for you to be all that God has called you to be, you must take your priestly position in God through Christ because of what Jesus has done for you. For you to be all that God has called you to be, you must bring your gold. Gold signifies your kingly position for him. This means if you are a lawyer, you are representing Jesus. So in court, you are really not representing your client, but you're actually representing Christ, and that changes everything. As you are a doctor or a teacher, you are representing Christ. You must bring your gift of gold, and you must bring your gift of myrrh. Jesus had laid his life down for you, so your life is not your own anymore. The prophetic destiny of every child of God is that your life belongs to Jesus. So if your life does not belong to Jesus, you cannot really have victory. It is your life being hidden in Christ that brings God's presence, that brings victory. The challenge is that when we come sometimes willing to take our priestly position, but we drop the gold and the myrrh. A lot of people only want to show up on Sundays, pray and dance in church, or perhaps maintain quiet time with their family, just something to check off their list. Sometimes we just want to bring our priestly gifts, but God says, "I want the gold and I want the myrrh." And sometimes we bring our priestly gift, we bring the frankincense, and we bring our gold to support God's kingdom. We bring the proceeds of our sacrifice, and that is bringing our gold. But most times we leave out our myrrh. We bring our frankincense and gold, but we leave out our myrrh. But God is saying to you today, are you going to be wise? Are you going to bring your frankincense, gold, and myrrh? Or are you going to be a Herod, or a scholar, or a Jerusalemite, or a wise person? What will it be? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite will I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Every power as thou shalt choose. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.